Good morning. My name is Tom Adams, and I am speaking on behalf of Larry Phillips, who is a dear brother and friend of mine. He is a bit under the weather, and if you are given to remember him in prayers, he would greatly appreciate it. This morning, I'd like to focus on Psalm chapter 51, verses 1 through 3. Have mercy upon me, O God. What a beautiful opening to the psalm. But the mercy is not according to anything that David did, but strictly according to the Lord's loving kindness, which there is nothing above and beyond that. He continues with, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. It's all a work of God. It reminds me of the parable that Jesus spoke, as recorded in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And he, being Jesus, spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as the other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And here we see David humbling himself because he's calling out to God for mercy. David knew his Lord. He knew that there was nothing that he could do to achieve either of these, his mercy or blotting out his transgressions. But it was strictly and completely a work of the Lord. Notice then he continues with, wash me throughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And if you'll notice the difference between this verse and verse 1. And what I mean is, in this verse, the words iniquity and sin are in the singular. The word transgressions in verse 1 is in the plural. So, is David talking about a specific sin and a specific iniquity in the second verse? I don't believe so. In the first verse, I believe David is referring to the acts that he commit. While in the second verse, he is referring to who he is. He is a sinner. And because of that, he commits transgressions. He commits sin. And if you notice in the next verse, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. In this verse, he again makes the distinction. He acknowledges the acts that he commits, which is, I acknowledge my transgressions. Now, possibly, he's talking about Bathsheba. I don't know, but that would, you can't tell me that was not in the forefront of his mind. But then he proclaims that his sin, which would be his sinful nature, is that which causes the transgression to happen, is always before him. So can we escape this flesh of ours? Isn't it always before us? This flesh is so weak that at almost every glance we take, we lust after this or after that. There are doubts that constantly rummage through our heads and take our thoughts and meditations away from heavenly things. It seems like if it isn't one thing, it's another that manifests to us the weakness of this flesh. This flesh of ours will always be the same until the Lord changes it and He gives us a new body in glory. So not only does David make a distinction between the acts of sin or transgressions and sin or our Adamic nature, but he also makes a distinction between the work that the Lord does with reference to them. Notice that his request is that his transgressions be blotted out, while he asks that his sin be cleansed. And when he says, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity," he is meaning that he is asking that the Lord wash him through and through, and that he cleanse him from all of his sin. Now, let me rephrase that. He cleanses him from his sinful nature. And David shows the need for cleansing that can only come from the Lord, and it is only to his people. This cleansing came once, and only once, and it was at the cross of Calvary. David was looking forward to it when he penned this psalm by the inspiration of the Spirit. But John, the apostle, was looking backwards at the completion of it when he penned these next words. He said, But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have the fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And that is 1 John 1:7. You'll notice that this verse sets no conditions on man to meet, but is simply saying to the effect that if the Lord has enabled us to walk in the light, then because of that we will have fellowship one with another, and that is only because the blood of Christ has been applied already. The application of the blood was a one-time event and was applied to all of his children who were in him at the time. If you are one of his elect, you can go to him and plead his mercy, and he in his grace will grant it. I hope these words were an encouragement, and may you have a blessed day.